Motherfucker, you call Little Cross, king of the madhouse, gone too soon. Motherfucker, you touch it, touch it.
Hi, everybody.
98.6.
No. Horse. My name is Dwight. I am here to do a show for you. Let me put this right here. There we go. My name is Dwight. I'm gonna do a show for you guys. Of course, you already know that. That's why you're here. You already fucking know. I put the green screen up. It's been a minute since I put the green screen up. You know, I was proudly displaying the arcade machine that's over in that corner over there. It's hidden now by the green screen. I'm a little wired right now. We'll wait and see how long it lasts for. I took one, maybe two caffeine pills. They're low dose caffeine pills, so a little less than energy drinks. I also took a B12 vitamin and a fucking CoQ10 fucking pill. So a little bit of the energy. But we're going to do a show. Give me a second here. I'm going to bring up the Skype. I'm going to chit-chat with these guys in a second. I am aware that I forgot to render the video and upload it for the pre-show that we normally do from, you know, last week's edited show. I was working all fucking week. I worked over 60 hours this week. So really my time was very fucking limited being on the computer. I was literally falling asleep most nights at the computer, and I'm like, I gotta go to the fucking bed. I gotta be up at 6 in the morning. So I'll probably drop that tomorrow. I don't know, maybe 8 o'clock tomorrow Eastern time. I'll put the last week's show as a premiere, and we can watch it together. Everybody's got Monday off. It's a holiday. So, you know, everybody will be free. They don't have to get up the ass crack of dawn. So, yeah. No, this is a floating dildo. This little penis that Crispy crocheted. Right here, look at this. Look at this happy little nut sack. Little penis right here. It's got a smile and everything. Look at that. Look at that. Look at the girth on those. Look at the girth on those bad boys. Look at that. And it's on a keychain. So I can put it on my keychain and carry my balls around. Yeah, that's good. Oh, I forgot. Hang on. And, I got some rest today. I got some naps in between getting numbers. Because do you want to update now? No. 60 hours. I got 40 hours of fucking straight pay and done over 20 hours of fucking overtime this week. I was fucking burnt out.
You are cooking.
Yeah, the paycheck will be nice next week, but... I didn't even show up to Madhouse Militia show last night. I came home with the intentions of, I got home, like, I went to work at, I was there at like 7:15. I got home at like 8 something. I was like, I need to get something to eat because I hadn't eaten all day. I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna sit back on the couch here, watch a few things on TV. Next thing you know, I was out cold. Woke up at 6:45 in the morning this morning and had to be at work, go to work.
Wow.
Yeah, I passed the fuck out until this morning.
Holy.
And I was like, damn. I was like, I was surprised because usually Cat or Gordo and everyone's like, motherfucker. No. Fully dressed. I mean, I got out of my work shit. But I was passed the fuck out cold.
She's ready to go to work in your same outfit.
I woke up, TV was still fucking on. Like, I was out. The fucking light was still on. Like, I was like, I just the position I fucking was like, I'm going to relax for like 15, 20 minutes. Nah. Yeah. Out fucking cold.
Right. Oh, sure. Well, we did miss you, man, but we're glad you're okay.
Oh, yeah, I had every intention. I was like, all right, I made a little bit of food real quick. I'm like, I'm just going to chill here real quick. No. My
Sandman got you.
Fucking Sandman fucking wore me like a condom. Put it right up in. Does anybody remember watching Harold and Kumar go to or escape Guantanamo Bay? Anybody in here? You remember watching that movie? However many times?
Yes.
Yeah. You remember when they were in the Guantanamo Bay and they were offered Big Bob's cock meat sandwich? Yeah. I've got Big Bob's number, or the guy that played Big Bob.
Oh.
I want to ask him about his cock meat sandwich.
Oh, God.
I wonder if he'd get mad. He's a big dude. I don't know. I would never say this to his face, not without like running away or kicking him in the knee so he couldn't walk. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is Brian with DoorDash. I've got your order, and I'm just wondering if somebody's gonna come to the door and pick it up.
It said, man, you don't have my order. You got the wrong number.
Well, it said to hand, not leave it, but to hand it.
Huh?
It didn't say to leave it at the door. It said to hand it to you.
Dude, you don't have mine. I didn't order DoorDash.
I got
the wrong number.
I've
sorry,
got a
bro.
Cock meat sandwich from Big Bob's.
That's funny.
Are you gonna come get
That's
it?
That's funny. Who is?
My name's Dwight.
Huh?
Dwight. My name is Dwight.
Dwight?
Yeah. Dwight.
Okay.
And I've got a cock meat sandwich. And I'm a criminal as well.
Okay. All right.
I'm a criminal, but not for this. Like, I did some things. I stole a dog.
Who's this?
It's Dwight. I'm a reformed...
Dwight?
Yeah, Dwight. I'm a reformed sex pervert from America.
A reform what?
A reformed sex pervert from America. I'm just a pervert now. I'm no longer a sex pervert. I'm just a regular pervert. I was never convicted, but I was sent to a diversion program.
Okay.
But I'm trying to figure out why you would be picking on me, though. Why would you send me for a cock meat sandwich knowing my past?
That's so funny. I just don't know who you are, man.
It's Dwight?
Dwight?
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know who gave you my number or who.
All right, listen. Cal Penn gave me your number. He asked me to call and fuck with you.
Cal Penn gave you my number.
Yep.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But
John Cho was in on it, too, but he told me not to do it, and then Cal was like, no, do it.
Yeah. All right.
All right, I'm sorry. He owed me $20 now. I get $20.
It's some funny stuff. I just don't know who you are.
Okay,
so,
what's Dwight? I'm Dwight.
Okay.
98.6.
And now.
Okay, bye. I don't know. He wasn't playing along. He was just confused. And he just kept saying Dwight a lot. I don't know who this is. Oh, it's Dwight? Dwight?
Who is this is?
I mean, I guess he thought it was funny. I mean, that might not. It might not make the final cut for me, but it.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Helen.
This is she.
Hey, how you doing? This is Dwight. I'm calling from UPS customer service. Understand you had a problem with some of our customer service representatives.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm here to address that for you, and hopefully we can come to some type of resolution on that. Did you want to explain exactly what the issue was?
So I ordered some plates from Amazon. Mm-hmm. I ordered more than plates. I ordered a whole dining set. So it was the plates, the crock, like a cooker, not a crock pot, but like one of those baking cookers, and I ordered the cups. Well, and I ordered a whole bunch of other stuff. Well, it all came in, like, separate shipments. And so the plates were the last thing to come. Well, actually, they were supposed to be delivered with the other stuff yesterday or 2 days ago. But for whatever reason, everything got delivered but the whole plate set that I had. It was like a 30-piece plate set or something. But anyway... And I contacted them. They sent a message and said it was on hold. They said that the driver could not gain access to the property, which mm-hmm. I thought was odd because everything else had been delivered by a driver. I'm like, well, how do they not be able to get to the property? I've been ordering stuff for weeks because I just moved here. And I see Amazon over here, FedEx over here, UPS over here, all these people over here. And I'm just like, I don't get it. Like, there's no, everybody else can get in. Why did this particular person not able, why were they not able to get into the property?
Is this a gated community at all?
Yeah, it has a gate. But I'm like, mm-hmm. but I don't see why all the other drivers, they're in here every day, all day, every day, making deliveries. And I'm trying to figure out the difference. I never gave them an access code or anything. There is no access code. Other than the keypad that people would just put my apartment number in, and I let them in there. Mm-hmm. So there is no other access code. So I'm like, well, how the heck are all the other drivers getting here to make all their deliveries, but this one particular driver just, I guess, said he could not. Now, that's what was on, that was on my end is what it said, that he could not, he needed an access code or something. And I'm like, when did all of a sudden they need an access code? They've been making deliveries all week. So I just thought it was weird. So when I called the customer service rep, they said that it wasn't an access code issue. They said my address was wrong. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how can my address be wrong? They said the shipper, where Amazon was the shipper, and I was looking at my address. And I was just like, the address is right. Like, I'm looking at the thing for the label, and my address is right on here. And they were just like, well, that's so, but after... But that conversation took place. I was on like my fourth customer service rep at that point. And that one was like, well, your address is wrong. And I was like, so all the messages I got said they couldn't gain access. I was trying to make arrangements to go pick it up. I'm like, well, I'll go get it. Because the customer service place where they ship from is literally down the street from my apartment. So I'm like, if I'm here, I'll just go pick it up. I'm like, so why can't I just do that? Well, all the customer service reps was like, sorry, we can't help you. You can't go over there. They said they couldn't reach the people at the place for me to go pick it up because they couldn't make changes to my address, all the other kind of stuff. Well, only the shipper can make changes to your address to correct it for the delivery. And I'm like, but I got my delivery yesterday. What makes this one different? My address is the same. So it was just all craziness. And so I was like, it went from one thing to the other, from one problem to the other. Nothing that I have says anything was wrong with my address. They started saying that. And after a while, they just kept saying they couldn't contact the driver. We can't reach out to them. So Amazon called. So after today, I called Amazon earlier. They told me that they were going to reach out to the driver or UPS. I'm not going to say the driver, UPS. They called UPS. They said that they tried to explain to UPS the address was correct on the shipping label. And the lady came back to me, and she was like, they literally argued her down about the address being that it wasn't correct. And she said they wouldn't fix it. So Amazon refunded my money.
Yeah, I'm looking at the notes that we have here. The driver marked it down as a high crime area. Let me see here. I'm just... Oh, yeah. He's saying
this is vintage park. I pay over $2,000 a month for an apartment. This is not a high crime area at all.
Yeah, he marked down that the $50 high crime deposit wasn't established, so he wasn't able to enter the grounds until that was done.
Where the hell did that even come from? Do you know where I live?
I don't. Give me a moment here. I'm going to go ahead and look further into this.
I do not live in a high crime area. I don't live in a hood. Like, what is he talking about? I live in Vintage Park, which is actually high-end area.
Okay. Give me just a second. I'm just looking through what he had marked down, when they said that the address was incorrect.
And now I'm even more pissed off. Like, this is garbage.
Yeah, when he marked it as an incorrect address here, I do see he marked that.
But that's three different things. So incorrect address, high crime area, that's actually even more insane.
Well, he was able to put secondary notes in here, and he said high crime area, high crime deposit delivery not established.
This is not a high crime area. Your driver is a freaking liar. And if he didn't want to work Memorial Day weekend, he could have just said that.
Okay. I
live in a brand new apartment complex off of Vintage Preserve Parkway.
Okay.
A very high end apartment complex.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know exactly why he put Section 8 in here and what that's supposed to mean. Do you live in Building 8?
Section 8 is housing. That's public housing. I used to be a property manager for the Housing Authority, and I work for the government. Homeland Security, mind you.
All right, well, that's not making much sense to me. I thought maybe you were in Building 8, but how was he able to identify which building it was if he wasn't going in? That's the only confusing part.
First of all, I mean, my apartment number is – you know what? This is so disrespectful. I'm in apartment 4403, Building 4.
Okay. All right.
There's an elevator in my building.
Okay. And you don't need key card access to that, correct? Like anybody can go up and down in the elevator?
The elevator, well, I live on the property. You don't even have to have access to get in the gate.
Oh, there's not even a... Okay, so what you said earlier that
it's
they would have to put your
apartment...
You would have to put your apartment number in, then you would, like, give them access to...
Yeah, for my guests to come in, right. But all the other drivers must have some type of agreement with our leasing office because they get in here all the time.
Like a universal code for delivery, son.
Right.
Right, okay.
Because we have Luxor 1, which is what we use for deliveries. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be found in the projects or a high crime area.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm just trying to figure this out. It's a lot of conflicting stories.
No, what is that? There's nothing to figure out. I got refunded, and now I'm offended at this whole conversation. I'm going to put this all over the internet. This is insane.
And you didn't interact with with this particular driver at all, because he has some notes he put down about the recipient. He put a Miss Helen as a recipient.
First of all, I have not seen how did he put anything, and I don't have a package.
Well, he's got notes.
When did he ever
He has a device. He's able to put in notes. As he progresses through his day, if he runs into issues, he can document it. So like later, if we come and ask him about any specific delivery, he's got notes already put in. He doesn't have to remember it off the top of his head because he's putting it in as he's going. He said I'm reading these notes. He said Miss Helen, wagging neck chicken head. I'm not sure what this means. He did it shorthand.
Is this a prank phone call?
No, absolutely not. I take my job very seriously, and I document everything.
No, this has got to be a prank phone call.
No,
because
ma'am.
This makes absolutely no sense.
I agree.
So, because you literally just told me that your driver from UPS put down that I live one in a high crime area, that I live in a Section 8 neighborhood, and now you're trying to tell me that he put in his notes that I waved my chicken head. Are you serious right now?
To be honest with you, I only work here in the call center doing...
Are you racist? Like, that's racist charge statement. Like, all of this is racist.
No. I'll be honest with you, the drivers, after they got their new contract and they're making now upwards of $50.
What is the driver's name? What is your name?
Well, my name's Dwight.
And you're calling from UPS.
Yeah, and what I was saying is after they got their new contract and they're making upwards of $50 an hour now, they've changed their...
I make more than that.
That's,
so please let me understand. But I'm trying to figure out...
No, what I'm saying is they've changed their perspective. They kind of believe they believe they're better than us here in the customer service department, because I'm only making 20 an hour, but they're making 50, so they kind of look down on me as well. We work for the same company. So it's not out of you know, the realm of them to be looking down on the people that we service as well.
I'm trying to figure out. Read to me the note you claim that he wrote. First of all, I haven't spoken to a driver. I don't even have access to the driver based off UPS. Your customer service rep told me they didn't have access to a driver.
Okay, well...
So all of a sudden now you have access to a driver in the notes, and now... I'm very concerned. I'm very pissed off, and I'm very highly offended.
The driver's name is...
derogatory comments your driver made for someone who never spoke to me, saw me, or talked to me at all, ever.
Well, his name is Cross, from the notes I have here. Cross was your driver.
I don't know a Cross. I've never seen a UPS driver. Nobody has contacted me. I've only spoken online on the phone to your customer service center about 5 times in the last 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
Who are absolutely not helpful at all whatsoever.
Okay, so these notes are irrelevant then, because you're saying they're manufactured notes then, that you had no interaction with Cross.
No, I did not, and I'm trying to figure out why he would make derogatory comments about a person he has never ever met, calling me a chicken head. That is so unprofessional. Why does he even still have a job?
And that's a
why are y'all even allowed to put notes like that in your system?
And that's a derogatory term.
A chicken head? Don't you think that's...
I don't know. I don't know what it, what in reference that... I don't know what that's referencing.
You don't think that's a derogatory term, calling somebody a chicken head?
No, I thought maybe that's what he was delivering.
You thought he was delivering a chicken head?
Yeah, a plushie. Like, they've got plushies of... They're like dog toys and stuff like that. They have squeakers
in
them.
This is a joke. I'm being punked. I know I'm being punked. You cannot be calling me from UPS. You cannot.
I mean, I absolutely am. I don't know. I can give you an employee ID number if that'll prove it to you.
Yeah, give me your... Yeah, what is your employee ID?
All right. My employee ID number is S as in Sam, P as in Paul, the number 3, R as in Randy, M as in Michael, 1121.
This is absolutely insane. Why did you call? Who had you call me?
I'm doing my job. I'm calling from customer service.
But who had you call me? Why was there a follow-up call after Amazon issued a refund? Why would you call me and then
They may have issued a refund, but there's still a complaint on our side with UPS. So until we bring that to a resolution, we have to follow up.
So you call a person and then you rant off these derogatory comments stating, the first time I've ever heard, first, my information stated that they could not gain access to the gate. They needed an access code. I had put a note on my UPS file, which I said they can dial my apartment number. That's actually on my UPS profile in your system.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to figure this out. Then I call multiple times. Next thing I know, UPS says, no, it's not an access problem. It's a your address is wrong, which I found amusing, because I'm like, how the address wrong? All the other packages got delivered. So my address wasn't wrong then. All of a sudden, this address is wrong. And they were just like, I don't know, ma'am. This address is wrong. I'm like, okay. So now I get a customer service phone call after all of this today, after Amazon tried contacting you all and refunding my money because they got no cooperation from you all. So they decided to just refund my money because they figured UPS was never going to deliver my package. So it would not correct my address even after they called. Now I'm getting a phone call at 9:45 at night from a customer service rep. I don't even know. That's even inappropriate. I thought cutoff time for calling people at night was like 8 or 9 o'clock p.m. for anybody from a business.
Well, for telemarketers, yes, absolutely.
So I just thought, well, I just feel like this is kind of crazy. And then for you to tell me that this driver put all these derogatory comments, but you're acting as though none of that stuff is
could
derogatory.
Could I possibly, because I feel like this should be escalated. Could I send you to my superior, Savannah?
Sure.
All right. Give me just one moment, if you would, please.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
My name is Savannah.
And you're calling with?
I am.
Are you really with UPS?
I am.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out this insane phone call from Dwight. And,
okay, great.
And these notes that he... I'm sorry?
Okay, great.
Great what? Is this a joke?
Eat me and digest me.
Do what now?
I want you to spin me on your dick like a fidget spinner.
Is this a prank phone call? Who
I'm
is
not
this?
Even wearing clothes. Yes.
Okay, y'all have truly
people say weird
goodbye.
Stuff to me all the time.
Oh, Savannah strikes again. Oh no.
She rounded out nicely.
Oh boy. So Savannah got a hold of her. We had music during that call. We had Musical Muffins come in with a 10-month subscription renewal. It says, "Touch it, Mr. Cross, or touch it like Mr. Cross used to." We had somebody do a diarrhea chopper. Did a $5 donation to the fat scale. It says, "Why your name is?" This lady is great. Have a great show. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hello.
Hi. Trying to reach Matt.
This is him.
Hi, Matt. This is Dwight calling from DoorDash.
Okay.
And I was calling regarding some slander and propaganda that you've been spreading online.
Well, I don't have anything to do with y'all anymore, so I don't...
Right. And we're making contact about apparently somebody sent us a screenshot from a DoorDash group that you're in. That you're making false claims that we terminated you for taking too long to deliver 3 different orders?
Well, no, I posted that when it happened. There's nothing false about it at all, and I, like, have all the messages and discussions that I had with several of your all's, I guess, phone representatives mm-hmm. that we call and talk to, but
right.
Yeah, I was one of your all's VIP drivers and
mm-hmm. a top dasher.
I mm-hmm. never had any customer complaints, and you all deactivated me, and then I explained, and you all saw that the orders that you all were giving me were causing me late for the other ones, and you all still upheld my deactivation.
Okay.
So everything that I said is not false at all and absolutely 100% true.
Well, what I'm, and I don't mean to sound aggressive or anything like that. I'm just reading some notes on the account here. There were several complaints about food being eaten, and one in particular that I guess was the final straw. Apparently you were picking up people's cars trying to prove how strong you were.
Well, I can't pick up any cars.
They said you were picking up the front end and that you were doing reps with it. I'm not sure what this means. Like, I don't know. Did you used to work for a car company?
No. I've never worked for a car company, no.
Okay. But they said you were attempting
like
to do reps with the front end
houses,
of a car.
You don't know where their cars are, so.
Well, I didn't say it was their car. I'm just reading the notes. This is a car. Was it your car?
Well, I drive a 8,000-pound SUV.
Okay. But that doesn't answer the question.
Well, I can't pick it up.
Okay. And at any point did you ask a customer to kiss your bicep or explore your genitals?
No, I don't like people touching me.
Okay. And at no time were you driving a Dodge Neon that was blue?
No, I've never owned a Dodge Neon.
Okay, let me document this here real quick. Get some printouts.
I have a Dodge Caravan and a $70,000 SUV.
All right, I've just printed this out right here. Now, if you can just take a look at it and tell me what you see here.
Well, we're on the phone, so I can't see.
Oh, turn on your viewer.
I don't have a viewer.
Okay, you see the screen there with the camera, the viewer?
No, you're calling me on the phone.
Okay, hit the camera option, the camera icon. Do you have an Android or an Apple?
I have an Android, but there's no camera option.
What? No, hit the camera like you were going to take a picture. I'll walk you through this so that you can see this clip.
Well, if I wanted to take a picture, it would screenshot my screen.
No, just hit that, hit the picture, hit the camera, and tell me when that's up.
If I hit the camera, it goes into my gallery.
Well, no, you don't want to go to gallery. You want to go to the actual camera function, not the gallery.
Yeah, when I click on camera, it opens up my gallery and albums.
Okay, well, go to the function where it would show, like, you want to take a picture of something.
That's just the camera.
Yep. Get into the camera, not the gallery. And then when you open it, you should see whatever's in front of you, probably the floor or whatever.
It's not showing anything.
Okay.
It's showing the couch.
Okay. Do you see in the top right there should be what looks like a reverse, like a little reverse symbol, and you hit that, and it'll switch to the front camera?
Okay, it's showing the ceiling.
Okay, you want to point it at your face, though, to make sure it's seeing something? Is it working?
It's showing me.
Okay, now repeat after me. I'm a fucking dumbass. This man is retarded. He's highly regarded. And people like him.
Retarded, but people like him?
Yeah.
That's a contradiction.
No, people still like you, even though you're the way that you are. I just want you to see what everyone else sees.
Well, that's nice. I'm just worried about watching this bet that I just won.
What bet did you just win?
The bet that I made.
Okay, what was the bet? I'll tell you if it was good or not.
Why do you keep changing your phone number?
What do you mean?
I always know who is on the phone.
Do you? Who's on the phone?
A retard.
Okay.
Repeat after me.
Okay, I'm retarded. I'm highly regarded. Now you repeat after me. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And doggone it, people like me. What's that?
No, nobody likes the person that calls on the phone.
Why would you say that?
Because truth has no feelings.
Listen, I believe truth over facts, okay?
You can change your name, or change your voice, change your phone number, and we still know who's calling.
I had vocal cord surgery to change my voice so I could trick you again.
But it didn't work.
Sure it did.
Not 1 second.
Listen, the next time you fall asleep, I'm going to tattoo a tramp stamp on the middle of your back.
How would that work? Because I still have feelings.
No, you don't. Not in your lower back. You were powerlifting and you threw it out.
So that means I can definitely feel it.
No, you can't because you threw it out. Listen, your paranoia is affecting your perception of reality.
I didn't throw it out. It was hurting because it was aggravated from the squat in the bench. Oh. I definitely could feel my back.
No, it was from your grinder,
dude. That's why it gets weak, because of pain.
No,
because
the Haas of Wonder, came over and bent you over.
When I'm strong, it's not hurting. When I'm weaker, it's obviously aggravating me.
You're weak-minded.
So I have feeling the entire time.
You're weak-minded. That's the problem here.
I'm very strong-minded. I know what happens before it happens.
You know, okay, what do you, so you're psychic now?
But can't control it. I have been the whole time. It doesn't work like that.
Okay, so what is it? You take, it's like when Fry could read people's minds in Futurama and he had to take the tinfoil hat off in order to read the mind, or what happened? What's going on here? Are the steroids, is the Adronidol, is that is getting into your blood? Did you put the whole needle in, or what, did you break it off?
Why are you calling?
Because I was trying to offer you a job back as DoorDash, but I think you're probably a threat to the public and the community at large. You're over
DoorDash
there.
Was the worst. Like I said, I'm happy that I'm done
with it. You're over here trying to bench
Uber
press
Eats
people's
and
cars.
And Grubhub pay so much more.
Yeah, but it's going to cost DoorDash you a lot more because you owe us gas. You owe us gas from you took advantage of us. You were getting money back for gas. And now every time that you park your car, we're going to have to take gas out as compensation.
I get money back for gas.
Yeah, now it comes back to us tenfold. We're like the Oompa Loompas over here when somebody steals chocolate from us.
I didn't have a gas card.
So how'd the gas? How'd you get the gas then? You had no gas card. Riddle me this.
By handing cash and paying for my gas.
That's how drug dealers operate. That's how drug dealers operate. Are you telling me you're a drug dealer?
DoorDash has a credit card that pays for people's orders.
Right.
It doesn't pay for gas.
No, you were using it for gas. It was supposed to be for orders, but you were going, instead of going grocery shopping.
You used it for gas.
You used it for gas.
It can only work when
it's
approved by a customer's order.
Yeah, why did you swipe it at the gas?
The card can't be randomly used.
Why'd you swipe it at the gas? Tell me that. Riddle me this.
You can't.
Then why'd you do it?
You can't swipe it
at the
gas.
Not supposed to, but why'd you do it?
You can't.
Tell me, dick lips, why'd you do it?
You can't. It can only be used from where the person ordered from.
Okay, so you're saying you've tried. You're saying that you can't. You must have got confirmation somehow.
No, it says that you... Why would it work if the customer ordered at Kroger? Why would the card work at Walmart?
So you went to the Kroger gas station and tried to disguise it as a order for food and groceries. And you went to the Kroger gas station. You okay, I see how your scam works now.
It won't work like that.
How do you know?
Because when you get the card, it's for the person's order.
Mm-hmm.
And if the person doesn't have the money in their account, the card declines.
Okay. So what did you do? Did you go inside, you got
just
a snack
like
and prepaid? You went in,
I
got a snack,
the
prepaid
card,
the gas, and
the
swiped
Uber
it, huh?
Card, and I had the DoorDash card.
You got the Taco Bell card?
There's not a Taco Bell card. The card is for each delivery company.
Right, you got the red card.
And I have the Uber Black card, and I have the purple Grubhub card.
Okay, and does everybody know that you're using it for illicit issues? Like, are you paying for other things? Are you just flaunting your lifestyle?
You can only use it where the customer's pickup is.
We have nothing but complaints about you. Exposing your genitals, body odor issues, oral hygiene issues. We got all the issues over here. Basically, if it requires a paste deodorant or anything like that.
Try to get me to have sex with them, and I turn them down.
What happened?
I said, that's funny, because literally female customers try to get me to come back and have sex with them, and I turn them down.
We got to the heart of the matter. You've just admitted to our number one complaint about you. Sexual harassment. Guilty. How do you plead?
Turning somebody down isn't sexual harassment.
Listen, how do you plead in this phone court? Guilty or not guilty?
I was the one that was being sexually solicited.
Okay. But was there money involved? Exchange of money? Bodily fluids?
I left.
Customers have described your genitals, sir, so I don't know how far you got.
Already being gone after I put the food on their porch and then they would text me?
We've already dubbed you the Hugh Hefner of DoorDash, sir.
Hugh Hefner is dead.
Well, that's correct, but still, his reputation lives on.
Oh, look at this winnings.
What winnings?
$25 won me $110.
Okay, who'd you bet on? LeBron?
I bet the Celtics to win by 1-5.
One to five? What, games?
And they were down by 4.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you've been doing DoorDash and all the other... Is this to do your gambling habits? Are you addicted? Do you need some resources?
How can I be addicted if I've won money?
Well, a lot of times you lose before you win. So what is the net? Are you in the red or are you in the black?
I won and paid all my bills.
Okay. But you haven't paid us yet.
What would I be paying you all for?
The gas. We've been over this. The gas. It's outstanding. You got the 3% back by using the gas cards. And now that 3% needs to come back to us, into our pockets, into our coffers.
There is no gas card.
Just call me an asshole.
I said there is no gas card.
A gas card. My mistake. So are you gonna be coming into court to own up to these paternity suits, or what are you gonna be doing about that?
Yes, as soon as you get done going to trial with Donald Trump.
No, because DoorDash isn't supporting your children. That's number one. Oh, you're a Democrat. That would explain why you have such an amount of children and you're looking for the government or DoorDash to take care of them.
I'm not anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, why would you make a Donald Trump reference then? I don't understand. There was no politics being brought up here, and then you just spouted that off.
You're in court.
No, you're going to be in court. So let me ask you this. What is your favorite position?
Why are you calling?
What is your favorite disability to claim?
That I'm stalked by retards.
Okay, that is a disability. When was the last time you engaged in sexual congress?
Congress?
Yeah, sexual congress, yes.
Congress?
Yep.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Let's say AOC was in front of you right now. What would happen?
Who?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Who the fuck is that?
You got the Google? Do you like watching people over? I'm typing notes of all this. I'm printing it out, everything. Do you like watching people over at the university?
Why would I want a U.S. representative in front of me?
Ah, you Googled it, didn't you? So what is your first impression of AOC?
She has very large teeth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's not the first time I've heard that. But what else? If you dug in a little bit further, past the teeth.
Alexander Girolo is way prettier.
I can get on board with that. She was in San Andreas. She was on an episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I don't need you to get on board with me.
No, I'm on board with you now. I'm on board with you. Listen.
I need you to get off board.
No, listen. We can be partners. We can be sex perverts in Congress.
There is no partner.
Come on, I'll hold your pocket.
I have somebody to pick up at the airport at 12:45.
Okay, we'll go together. Like, I'm 15, 20 minutes away.
I mean, if we were all from the shithole state of South Carolina where they don't even have powerlifting records because everybody's so weak.
Do you compete in a women's category?
Why would I compete in a female's category?
Well, you didn't transition recently? Because you marked down female in the DoorDash paperwork.
How? There's no paperwork.
Well, you have to actually do an application online before you're accepted.
That's not paperwork.
But it's electronic paperwork.
It's an online application.
Correct. Hey, is that your silver? Is that silver or gray SUV out here? Is that yours?
I thought I had a blue Dodge Neon.
But no, that's what the accusations say. But I'm out here right now, and I'm looking, like, why are the doors locked on this thing?
Because people lock their doors.
Okay, can you unlock it real quick? Don't make me force it. It's not for,
no, because the key fob's been bad for a while now. You can't be next to a car if I hear a printer going off.
There's no printer. What are you talking about?
You were just printing off something.
No, I was not.
I heard it.
Nope. Come on, open this fucking thing. Come on. You gonna open this or what? With your yellow piece of shit house.
My alarm doesn't do that.
That's not your alarm. I'm kicking this fucking truck, this Chevy truck motherfucker over here.
There's no trucks.
Uh-huh. Big old Chevy truck.
If it's old, it wouldn't have an alarm on it.
People put alarms on things all the time. You ever seen the people that put the CD players in with the removable faceplate so people can't steal it?
All CD players have the removable face.
That's not true.
All radios now.
Do you ever watch the movie Face Off? John Travolta and Nicolas Cage had a removable face.
That are aftermarket are all removable face.
Okay, but it's aftermarket, so not all CD players have a removable face. Ha! Checkmate.
The new cars, it's all built in, so how could somebody remove it, even if they wanted to steal it?
With the U-bolt?
They can't.
The U-bolts. You get one for each side, and it pops the clips, and then it comes right out.
After they take the entire dash apart?
No, you don't have to take. You only got to take the plastic retaining face off, and then you, out it comes.
If you think that comes off real easy now, you're going to be mistaken.
How am I mistaken? You know, for a man that's 42 years old, you sure don't know a lot about life.
There's a whole lot of other things that cover that have to be unscrewed, and then you can finally get to that one and then pull it off.
It's not true. You know the miracles of a plasma cutter.
What is the point of that if you're going to destroy what you're trying to take out?
No, you're not going to melt the CD player. You just melt all the other stuff around it. That's what I'm saying. You know, you millennials really don't know a whole lot.
How do you have enough time for that? How do you think somebody would have enough time for that?
I literally could melt the wires to the alarms to where they forge together and bypass the circuit. But then the door would come off because the hinges are, I mean, they're only made of tempered steel. I mean, they would come off very easily.
Are the wires just sitting there?
Well, no, the hood. If you took the hood hinges off, just, like, that's not going to go off. What's it protecting? The engine? Who's ballsy enough to take an engine? But that's where the alarm wires are. That's where the fun begins.
The windows in my SUV are shatterproof.
You know what? You should come down here to Raising Cane's over on Nicholasville Road, like at the south side, across from Larkin Road, and we could talk about
it. On a taxi run, I had a customer that was leaving her boyfriend's house. He was mad. It was pouring rain. He threw a water main at her window. It bounced off of my window, and it only broke the outside. It didn't even do anything on the inside.
He dug down 20-some-odd feet, got a water main, and threw it at a window?
But it didn't break, and it only put a little scratch on the outside of the window.
What was he driving, a fucking Tesla Cybertruck?
No, it's on my Infiniti SUV.
Ah, that's what this is.
The driver and passenger side windows are shatterproof.
Uh-huh.
He threw the main, the metal, steel metal thing at it. It bounced off the
window. Are you talking
about
a fire hydrant? Because a main is deep down in the ground, like 20 feet.
No, like the cover. He threw a steel water main cover.
A manhole cover?
Like a small one that covers like the water. Steel probably weighs like 20, 30, 40 pounds.
And you defended her honor,
same
right?
Same thing that he threw at the back of my car.
Yeah?
And it scratched the back door. And I stopped to get out, and he took off fucking running.
Boy, if I had a nickel for every time
rain,
my back door got scratched.
I'm in the pouring rain.
Okay. Like, do you want to go
but
out?
But the window did not break.
Do you want to go out and have a nice a boys' night out at the arcade or something? Talk about it? Have a few drinks?
No.
Have a
who
reach around?
Who fucking goes to an arcade?
I do a fucking barcade, bro. Get drunk and play video games? You crazy?
Why did I just win?
You ever been fucked up enough to, like, Miss Pac-Man all of a sudden was really fucking hot with that
bow? Why do
in her
I
hair?
Have so many trophies everywhere?
Because you stole them? So, listen, I'm coming to your house right now, okay? I'm driving right now. Coming to see you. And I want you to be outside ready to go. Oh shit.
Not happening. So you just crashed.
He laughed at me crashing? Do I own a shirt anymore? Yeah, but I wear a shirt all the way through the week. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to reach Brian.
Yeah. Speaking.
Hey, how you doing? It's Dwight from Splish and Splash Pool Service. Apparently you've been slandering us online.
Did I tag the wrong page?
I don't know, but you've been slandering us pretty regularly.
No, I have a local company called Splish and Splash.
Right, that's us.
I'm not slandering you at all.
This is my cell phone. Go ahead. Is that where it's confusing because it's out of area?
I'm dealing with a company called Splish and Splash in Perkasie.
Yes, that's us. I'm calling on my personal
gentleman's
cell phone.
Name. Okay. Gentlemen, I have a card. Splish and Splash out of Perkasie. His name's Steve.
Right. I work with Steve. And he's handed this off to me to deal with. Because apparently you were slandering us online.
I'm not slandering anything.
Okay, you didn't say that we messed up your pool or anything? Well, Steve wasn't happy with the resolution.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, how did we mess it up?
I called him. I sent... Hold on. I'm going to tell you what the situation is. I had a pipe blow off that he fixed 20 days ago. Mm-hmm. I lost 10,000 gallons worth of water out of my pool. And he tells me, oh, well, shit happens. So you want to tell me that I'm slandering you when I'm told that?
Well, from what I can tell, because when we had people out there, apparently some young kid named Tyler was out there messing around with the pipes and stuff when we were there. So it's probably that kid.
Tyler? What?
Yeah, some small toddler named Tyler.
My grandson doesn't go near that, and he wasn't out there. Okay. My grandson has not been here yet.
Okay, so we didn't
to enjoy the pool.
We didn't observe the child making a pee-pee in the pool.
No, you didn't.
Okay, that's a lie. See, right now we're not getting off on the right terms because you're not being truthful.
Excuse me?
You're not being truthful. You're telling half truths.
How am I not being? How am I being giving you half truths or?
I mean, people pee in a pool all the time, but standing on the edge and peeing into it's a different thing than being in the pool and not wanting to get out. And neither here nor there.
What the hell are you talking about? I have yet to even set foot in my pool.
Right, but why are you treating it as a latrine then? If you're going to just stand there and urinate, and you're going to complain about a pipe coming loose.
What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, what are we not comprehending here?
You're trying to tell me that my 3-year-old grandson, who hasn't even been down to my pool yet, is peeing in the pool.
No. There was a child there when Steve and them were doing repairs.
No, it was not.
They did a picture of the repair. Well, they took a selfie to put on our website, which has not been put up yet. But there was definitely a young child, approximately 3 years old, urinating in the background into the water.
Yeah, you'd probably have a different pool.
Well, I don't know. No. We don't have a different pool. But I don't know where this child learned these habits from. Obviously, it's somebody in their life that's been teaching him things.
Okay. Yeah, considering every time that these guys have been here, my grandson hasn't been here at all.
Okay, so why are you concerned?
About what?
Well, you're sitting there slandering us. We did an excellent job. And you're sitting
there... No, you didn't.
Okay, how did we not do an excellent job?
No, you didn't. So you want to go down this road. Not a problem. When Steve showed up and there was a pipe that was slightly leaking, he says, well, what the hell am I supposed to do with this shit? Mm-hmm. I said, I don't know. You're the pool guys. I took a picture of what was happening today of a pipe that he repaired.
Right.
Did he need somebody out here ASAP to make the repair? He calls me.
What diameter pipe is this?
Let me finish.
Motherfucker.
Okay. Yeah, I can tell you're just like him.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
So I'm trying to finish, so don't curse with
me. That's what your wife said. Okay, go ahead.
You asked me what transpired.
Sure.
So May 6th, your guys came out. There was a small pipe. Made some repairs. There's another pipe that was leaking. Says, well, what am I supposed to do with this shit? I don't know how I'm going to fix this. Fast forward to 20 days later, one connection that you guys and him did blows off. I lose 10,000 gallons. Mm-hmm. My pool is half full now. I call him. He says, well, that was a month ago. You know, shit happens. How am I supposed to react?
Right.
When you guys are the ones who made that repair.
Well, it's been a month.
And I get, well, shit happened.
Well, it's been a month. You don't get an unlimited... you know, warranty or anything like that.
Repair you guys made.
Yeah, but what do you think this is, Royco? You think you just get lifetime warranties? How long did the repair hold up?
Apparently less than 20 days.
Okay, and what did you do to jostle it to make to where the glue is no longer stable?
Oh, my good God. I haven't even been out there.
Okay, so you're just saying Mother Nature. Mother Nature and it separated.
Whatever you guys did, I haven't even been in my pool area because it's been too cold or raining. Plus, I was away for a week.
Because water will always find a way.
To blow a complete line off?
Yeah. I mean, are we the pool guys or are you the pool guy?
Don't even.
I mean, how long have you had this pool? How long have you had this pool to even fucking know what to do with a swimming pool?
You know what? We're going to end this conversation. You guys, your guy.
Not we, you. You're the one that's running away like a bitch.
See you, bye.
That's it? Give me a call back when you figure out what to do with that pool. We got to play this. Give me a second. This is a disclaimer I should have played at the beginning of the show.
Hi, I'm RBCP from The Snowplow Show.
And I'm Jayad from Calls of Mass Confusion. And today we're here to tell you one thing.
Prank calls aren't cool.
Part of our probationary terms to avoid prison time is that we do a public service announcement clearly telling children
prank calls aren't cool.
How about the time I terrified a Midwest mall with menacing prank calls for a year straight?
That prank call wasn't cool.
Or how about the time I convinced a restaurant patron to run around stealing items off of other customers' tables?
That prank call wasn't cool.
There was that one time I'd convinced a drunk teenager to punch his unsuspecting friend while we laughed and listened.
That prank call wasn't cool.
Oh, there was that time I hacked Safeway's customer complaint database and just rained hell down on their angry customers. That prank call wasn't cool.
How about the time I created a fake dating game show, but instead of dates, they all just talked to my insane friends?
That prank call wasn't cool. I've been given no trespassing notices by over 390 homeowners associations because I can't stop calling them. That prank call wasn't cool. So remember, kids, no matter how funny your prank call idea is,
prank calls aren't cool.
Hello, thank you for calling Elite Air Conditioning and Plumbing. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling about a bit of an emergency I have. I believe it to be a plumbing issue.
Alrighty, and what is your telephone number, please? I can ask someone to return your call.
It's 512-637-1191. My wife accidentally dropped her wedding ring into the garbage disposal, and I put my hand down into the disposal to get it, but now my watch is caught, and I don't know what you guys can do for me.
Okay. Let me get your information so I can ask someone to return your call. That's 512-637-1191.
Yeah, hang on. Kitty.
And your name?
Kitty. Hang on. Kitty, go away. Go away. Not playtime now. My name is Dwight.
D-W-I-G-H-T?
Correct. No, Kitty, come on. Get away from the switch. Come on. Other way. Go find Mommy. Sorry, my cat keeps walking back and forth on the countertop and is getting really close to the little toggle switch that turns this thing on and off.
Okay, no worries. And then, Dwight, what's your last name, please?
Last name is Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N-N. No, Kitty.
Two N's?
Yeah, there's two N's on there. Kitty, no, get away from the...
Are you okay?
Oh, my cat turned it on. Oh. 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 You know what? That kind of felt good. Going back.
Need any plumbing help at this point?
No, or? My hand's free now.
Do you need some medical help?
I don't think so. I think a Band-Aid or two will do. I think it'll be all right. I don't know what I'm going to do about this erection
now. Okay, because we can call 911 if...
No.
Okay, because you can call 911 if you need medical assistance.
Thank you for the permission. There's no emergency. Most of my hand is here still.
Okay.
I've got Gorilla Glue.
Thank you for calling Motel 6. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm in my room and I'm having a problem with the toilet auger.
What's the room number?
Where do I find that? Is it in the room somewhere that I can look?
It should be on your key envelope.
Okay, that's in the other room.
It should be outside your outside on the door.
Okay, I'll go look in a second because I'm on the toilet. But the toilet auger is making a terrible noise. I'm pooping and it keeps kicking on and I'm not done yet. It's very aggravated. How do you turn it off?
Turn it on or off?
No, how do you turn the toilet auger off?
There should be a picture down there next to the, on the bottom.
Yeah, it keeps trying to grind up my poop, but I'm not done yet. When did you guys put these in? Because I've stayed here before. I don't understand. Is it because people are pooping a lot?
So what's your room number? What's your name? I can
call
you.
215.
What's your name?
My name is Johnson, the last name. And I also have a problem. Every time I flush the toilet, my balls get sucked down into the pipes.
I think you're calling the wrong motel, sir.
No, I'm calling the Motel 6 on Lake Point.
Where?
On Lake Point Drive.
Yeah, you said 215, your room number, right?
Yeah.
That's not the room. That's not
check under the name Marachod.
Bye, Naura Humagan Boso.
Hey, boys. Oh, he started to do the swears.
Sabrina at home too. This is Nicole. How can I help you?
Hi, I have a question. I was going up to my room and I think I took a wrong turn somehow and I'm on the roof.
On the roof?
Yeah, and I'm not quite sure how I got up here or how to get down.
Because
I had one of the bed sheets and I was going to come and ask how because I got stuff on it. And I wanted to get it cleaned. I didn't want to leave a mess. And now I'm on the roof.
Okay. And did you take the elevator or you took it stairs?
I was in an elevator for part of the way. And then there were some stairs. And now I'm on the roof.
He said that he's in the roof. And how are you on the roof?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Is I don't know how I got up here. I took the elevator up to the third floor, and then I thought there were some stairs or a doorway I went through, and I thought it was going to be where the ice machine and stuff was, and then on the roof.
I don't know how to get there.
It's windy.
All the way to the top. There's no way. Was the door open? You had to go out of a door.
I went through a door. Yeah.
And it was open.
It was unlocked. I don't. It wasn't a jar or anything, but I turned the handle. It's windy up here.
It takes a key. Oh, give us a second.
Hang on. What's the best way to come back?
Stay right where you are. Stay where you are.
What do you mean?
What phone are you using?
My cell phone.
Okay, stay where you are.
But I've got the. Hang on. I. This is just. I feel like this is a lot of It's only.
I just need you to stay where you are because I'm finna send my coworker to you. Give me a second.
Well, hang on. I think it's only three stories. I've got the sheet. I think I can parachute. Hang on. I'm gonna try this.
Nice restroom, Best Forestville. How can I help you?
I'm having a problem in my room. The bathroom, the toilet is plugged up and water keeps coming onto the floor.
Which room are you in?
The bathroom.
Which room are you in?
The bathroom.
What's your room number?
I've been drinking a little bit. I vomited an entire rotisserie chicken into the toilet, bones and all. And now when I flush, I flush the toilet, and water comes over the top of the toilet. It's gross. chicken carcass, bones.
What's your room number? What's your room number?
Where do I find it? I've been drinking. It's Memorial Day weekend. And I'm
What's your room number?
Where do I find it? Where do I find the room number?
What's your name, sir?
My name is Dwight. And when the water came over the top, I slipped and I fell onto the plunger and it went into my rectum. And I was scared at first, but now it feels kind of good.
Sorry, I cannot find your name. Can you tell me your full name?
215 is the room. Look at this. I have a tail now. If I wave my butt back and forth, my hips, it looks like a fox.
Is there somebody else in your room?
No, only me and Jose Cuervo. That's an alcoholic joke.
What's the name on the room, sir? It's a different name.
I don't know. I robbed some tourists and booked a room because I'm homeless. I'm just dancing around like, what does Dwight say? Me, 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 me. I got a tail.
Okay, just a moment.
Hey, listen. Listen what I can do. Yes. Listen what I can do with my rectum.
Thank you for calling Omni Forward. This is Janet. How can we assist you?
Hi, Janet. I need to make a reservation for me and my wife.
Okay, as in for a room?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me get you over to our reservations team. 1 second.
Oh, who are you?
This is the Omni Forward.
The front desk?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Can I ask you a question real quick? I'm in kind of a quandary. How is it that your husband lets you talk to other men?
I'm sorry?
Like, I have a rule with my wife that she, like, how does your husband allow you to talk to other men? Because I don't let my wife.
Don't understand the question.
Like, I'm a man right now, and you're a woman, and you're talking to me. Like, How does your husband allow that?
Well, I'm an employee, so I'm going to talk to all of our guests regardless.
Right, but under my house, it's, you know, one man, one horse, one machine, one bed, one Purdue chicken. Like, that's just how it is in my household.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I mean, I can, like I said, if you want to make that reservation, I can get that reservation created for you, sir.
Okay, go ahead and begin with fingers on home row, and let's get started.
Okay, so let me go ahead and get you over to our team, and they can make that reservation
for
you.
I would need to ask, are they trained in Mavis Beacon over there at reservations?
That I do not think so, no.
They're not on home. They don't know about home row?
No, they do not.
This just isn't going to work out.
Okay, no worries. If you do change your mind, you can just give us a call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
You have reached voicemail. Please begin talking after the tone. Press pound to review your message. To return to the operator, press 0.
Jesus Christ, this is Sebastian, the gayest fucking devil ever in 215s. Listen. I need you to come up here real quick with a crucifix and some holy water. I want to get kinky with this shit tonight. This is going to be so great. Like, listen, I want to touch my toes while you inject me with an enema of holy waters. Jesus Christ, it'd be so hot. Like, I might be screaming and stuff. But you don't have to worry about that because I'm into it. Like, you give me the holy water and all the holes and then I just start...
I need you to come up here real quick with a crucifix and some holy water. I want to get kinky with this shit tonight. This is going to be so great. Like, listen, I want to touch my toes while you inject me with an enema of holy waters. Jesus Christ, it is so hot. Like, I might be screaming and stuff, but you don't have to worry about that because I'm into it. Like, you give me the holy water and all the holes, and then I just start...
Ah!
To send your message, press 1. To start over, press 2. Message stored.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 Office International. How may I help you?
Hi. I was wondering, what time is checkout tomorrow?
11 a.m.
11 a.m. Is there any late checkouts available, or is this not something you do? Or?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Like, if you come before 11 a.m. and you ask them, I think the latest might be 12. But you have to ask the morning person when they get here.
Okay, so it's something that's just got to be, it's just got to be taken care of, like that
before
day.
11.
It's not, yeah, before 11. Okay, so if there's not a late checkout, is there an opportunity to expand, like extend a day?
Yes, if you have a reservation, if it's not through booking, we can extend. But if it's through booking, you have to make a new reservation.
Oh, okay. So if we could possibly cancel out, like complete the reservation or the stay, and then I could rebook another reservation.
Reservation. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I don't know if I want to stay in the same room with all this glass that's broke.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would rather just complete this stay and then book a different room, because there's a lot of glass in here.
Is glass everywhere?
Yeah, there's a lot of glass. My friend is on... Dude, set him down. He's on bath salts right now, so he's tripping fairly hard. And he keeps doing some weird voice. He's been playing... a Ouija board, you know what this is?
A Ouija board?
Yeah, he's been bath salts. He's been tripping pretty hard, and he's making weird sounds. He keeps seeing the devil in a lot of things. So, like, the mirror, he broke the mirror. He keeps yelling about grape jelly, white Wonder Bread. Like, it's not making a whole lot of sense. He's got, like, rope sausages. Right, I'm in the room where the bed is right now. He's in the bathroom.
Okay, so what room are you in?
Oh, I'm in 215.
215?
Yeah. And it's just, I'm trying to contain him to one room so he's not going to hurt himself or break a lot of things. But the mirror in the bathroom is definitely taking a few bumps. So that's a problem. I mean, I can let you talk to him if you want, but I wouldn't recommend it because he's not making a lot of sense. Like, he keeps yelling about propane grill. It's cooking season.
So do you need the police?
No, I don't want him arrested. I'm trying to contain him.
Well, if he's acting like that, he needs to, like, if he's breaking our stuff in our room,
right,
he needs to leave.
Okay, let me give him the phone, and you can tell him that.
Okay.
Grape jelly, Wonder Bread, propane grills is cooking, bitch. Hello? Hello? Grape jelly? Grape jelly? I am Gozer. I am the gatekeeper. Are you the keymaster?
Clarion Inn Hotel?
Yes, hello. I want to wear you like a condom.
Hello?
Yes, hello!
Hello?
Your phone is not acting right. You sound really distorted. You sound like the devil.
I can hear you, sir.
I can hear your asshole gurgling. Go sit on the toilet.
Motherfucker, you Carlito Cross. Motherfucker like you. He asked me to touch a chick, and I touched it. And it felt real good. Motherfucker like you. Carlito Cross. King of the madhouse. Gone too soon. Motherfucker like you. Touch it, touch it. Touching motherfucker, you walk machine ranch mode, Carlito Cross.
motherfucker, you. Carlito Cross, Carlito Cross, Carlito Cross, motherfucker, you.